The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
Odds are good that if you walk into a pharmacy and pick up your prescription today, your pharmacist might be losing money on it, thanks to the pharmacy benefit manager and the insurance company. A pharmacist in Minnesota showed me her receipts. A patient came into her pharmacy with a prescription for a Levemir insulin pen. She gets them wholesale for $443.73. She dispensed it, and the PBM, on behalf of the insurance company, reimbursed her for $428.27. In that moment, she lost $15 on the medicine itself, but also the cost of stocking it, dispensing it, counseling the patient, along with rent, utilities, and everything else you need to run a pharmacy. Multiply that problem times 100 patients a day, and you're soon bankrupt. We've collected receipts from pharmacists all over the country showing example after example of PBMs and insurance companies forcing pharmacies to lose money. But this isn't just about pharmacies. This is creating an opportunity for criminals to enter the legitimate supply chain. Over the past 3 years, federal prosecutors and attorneys have uncovered criminals with wholesale licenses selling counterfeit medication to unsuspecting pharmacies, including medication for HIV. Pharmacies looking to try and just stay afloat are trusting them because they are state-licensed distributors. The criminals are taking advantage that the pharmacies are desperate not to go out of business. Pharmacies wouldn't be looking if they weren't losing money, and we found a PBM contract that explains all this. This shows that this PBM will only reimburse the pharmacy for the average wholesale price of the medicine minus 25.5%. The fact that the pharmacy loses money is a requirement to do business with these enormous monopolies. They control the insurance market. Whether they envision it or not, the pharmacy benefit managers have created a dangerous situation. Their practice of reimbursing pharmacies below the cost they buy medicine for is creating an opening for criminals to enter the supply chain. To see all the examples pharmacists around the country sent us and learn more about how this works, go to this page on our website at safemedicines.org.